Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Tonight is our nursing home show, and let me tell you, this thing has been rocketing on the internet. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And if you have any family member or you yourself are in a nursing home or friends and need some help, give us a call. We can be reached at 631-224-3090, and we can help you with your loved one, either, like I said, be even your spouse or your good friend to get them out of nursing homes. We actually helped this year two people. One person was going to be helped, but then my mom passed on. We couldn't get her out fast enough. But the picture that you, when you go to the petition, you see is my mom in memory of her. And then my dad also passed away, let's see, in 2016. So, unfortunately, I couldn't get both of them out because it was more complicated. They actually, their house was given to another, well, not house, actually, apartment, was given to another individual. So they didn't have a place to go back. Basically, that's the key. First of all, you need to get rid of the nursing homes. And a good suggestion is what we're doing right now, asking, you know, people who own these nursing homes to convert their nursing homes into accessible housing. There's such a shortage of accessible housing. And also, we hoped, you know, that this will, you know, go into the right direction when people start seeing a lot of nursing homes, you know, converted into actually accessible housing. That's exactly the direction we want to go. Accessible housing will be so, people would be able to, you know, go in and actually have homes. A lot of the disabled that I've dealt with are in, shelters and short-term living situations, and then they lose their apartment. I know one woman who did lose her apartment, actually her house, and she, you know, can't get it back. She, you know, lost it to the bank because she couldn't get out of the shelter fast enough. So now she's living in a shelter that's not a very safe situation, but she's living there in lieu of going into a nursing home because she feels it's better to be living in a shelter situation because she feels that she will lose all of her rights if she moves into a nursing home. And she's kind of right. She will lose a lot of her rights if she moves into a nursing home situation as opposed to being in a shelter situation. She could go and come as she pleases. And you don't realize that until you hear what people are saying or you actually are in the situation yourself. Myself, I was, four different nursing homes and had a different experience with all but not good. One, I was dropped from a hoya lift. Another, I was neglected for 2 weeks, not washed. Another was so-so, but they really, if I were to go back there again, I don't think I would like it because there was a lot of people who were just, you know, neglected, and it really was very sad and depressing. That was the one that I just kept wanting to stay in my my room, and they didn't want me to. They wanted to keep me outside my room, and I didn't like that. I was like, listen, I can't stand this depressing view, and you're just going to make me more and more depressed. I don't like that. That was the major thing that I didn't quite like about, you know, that particular nursing home. But it was good in one way only, that it was teaching me how to breathe better, and I got down on my oxygen. But still, how could you stay and get healthy in an environment that you don't like? That's what I was feeling. But I stayed there 2 months because I needed accessibility in my house, and they weren't going to release me any which way if I didn't get accessibility. So it's really been very, very challenging for me in a nutshell. We have our co-host who'd like to join us, and that's Frank. I'd like to bring him in. So I'd like to introduce him. Here is Frank Perino, our co-host. Here he comes. Oops, wait. Now, why isn't it opening? Now, here it is. Hello, Frank.
Hey, in a sight.
Wow, I barely
tell it like it is.
Raise your volume.
Yeah, so a couple of observations that I've never heard made before.
Yeah.
Until Inner Sight discovered them, of course.
Yes.
And these programs that are supposed to help you keep out of the nursing home are very inefficient, you know.
Yeah,
because,
they are.
First of all, there's no guarantee that they give you to keep that you're not going to go to a nursing home if you're on one of these programs. In
That's
fact,
true.
it's the opposite. You're being scrutinized
yeah.
by the state
yep.
and watched by all these so-called professional people. You know, and the moment something happens that is interpreted by them that you need a nursing home, there you go. Then you're in trouble.
That's it. Yeah.
See? Now, what should be happening here, you know, like that, it reminds me of that movie with Paul Newman, when the prison movie, Cool Hand Luke, when the guy
yeah.
says, what we have here is a failure to communicate.
Yes, the truth.
Now, there's a definite failure to communicate with all these various programs.
That's
because
true.
Part of it, half the money that they're getting, at least half the money that they're getting, should be used to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. See, that way...
Oh, yeah, more than that, I'd say. Really.
That way they're gonna guarantee that a person will never go to a nursing home because the damn place won't be there.
That's right.
Common sense. Logic.
Right.
You know? How do you stop something from happening?
You get rid of it. That's right.
Especially if it's oppressing people discriminating and taking people and hardworking Americans and taking not only their disability, but their pension that they
yeah.
work for.
That was so revealing to me. And I just think
when the person
who told that to me, my mouth opened. And I just was like, they can't do that, can they? It was my first reaction. And then I realized, yes, they can. They can
yeah.
do that. And that's it.
Take every damn
you know?
Thing, and they take your home
yeah.
away, and they refuse to let the home health attendants come into the nursing home and help the person. You know.
I'm gonna start writing.
And people
stuff
don't
down,
get help
Frank.
There.
I'm gonna start
what?
Writing this stuff down. I think I'm gonna start writing this stuff down that they're not allowed to have, and then I'm gonna try my hardest to see if we can reinstate
well,
it.
There's a whole list.
Yeah, I want it.
There's a whole list.
It's
all
going to
be in my book, by the way. I'm still working on it.
Of course, that's great.
I'm hoping to have that book finished a year from next month.
Oh, wow, okay.
That's my goal. The name of the
yeah.
book will be Inner Sight.
Yeah, it
should
be.
But, you know, the people that are working these programs, you know, yeah, they need a job, you know, they want to make a living. But also, there's a form of abuse here. And let me tell you, we're not phonies. We get money from Silo, you know.
Yeah.
But I believe, I've never really discussed this with them in detail, but I believe that they want us, and they know that we could come out and say these things.
Yes.
You know? Now, I believe that if it were to change... and Silo could help get rid of these damn nursing homes, they would do it.
Yes.
I believe Joe Delgado would do it.
Yes, I do, too.
I really do believe that.
He's a smart man. He would do that. Yes, he would.
Yeah.
I believe
the
same thing.
But the way it is now, they're using disabled people. They get this money, whether the person gets put in a nursing home or not. I'm sure they still get paid.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably.
And it's a horror story. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, that you have to live your life with this damn thing hanging over your head, and all this money is being wasted on these programs without protecting the person from going into the nursing home.
You have to qualify.
Observation. What?
You have to qualify to be in a nursing home to be eligible for the program, number one, okay? Number two, I'm like, okay, why is that? Because then you could be protected against being out of a nursing home. Okay, do that. So they did that. And then I get a call. This is a very weird
call. Wait a minute, how are you protected if the nursing home is still there?
Right, exactly. But I got another call. There's
doesn't
two
make
calls.
Any sense.
Wait, there's more to this crazy story. I get a call, and there's two programs done by Northwell Health. I'm going to mention their names because I want people to be... This is how they catch you. This is how they don't have organization well, okay? The two programs are the same name. Like that one, oh, I got a good story on this one. They're both the same exact name, Health Home. Right? First Health Home or something like that. And one is more extensive than the other. The one that's more extensive is the one that I should be placed on. And the other one that's not as extensive, they put an application into for that. So I got two, same name of the program, and they're both applying for the same thing. And I went, I don't want the small one. Why are you giving me the small one? He said, oh, until you get the other one, we're giving you that. I'm like, no. I said, that's not what I want. I want the extensive one. He said, oh, yeah, you're getting
well,
that still. I said, I better be.
We
so
asked them, and I believe you followed through. We asked them, you know, put the money that's being used for all this in an account earmarked to keep so-and-so, Suzanne in your case, out of a nursing home. This money is to be used to keep you out of a nursing home, and they refuse to do that.
That's right.
There's the damn answer. Because I don't know how much money is involved here, but I'm sure it's you know, it's got to be at least $15,000-$20,000.
At least.
You know? Now, if they were to put that money into an account, you know, and say, hey, this money will help to keep you out of a nursing home, and then have these agencies that are supposed to be there help you fundraise and stay out of the damn nursing home and publicize it, that these nursing homes should be gotten rid of, turn them into accessible housing, a person would have more of a chance staying out
more
of a nursing home.
Too.
Because these agencies are going to look for ways to put you in the damn nursing home.
Yeah, I know.
That's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do, because they get their money either way, and I wouldn't be surprised if they get more money if they put the person
in
the nursing home.
That's right.
Wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Me neither.
They're using us.
Oh,
damn ass using us.
Yeah.
And there's no real law to protect you.
Nope.
You know, you can't hire a lawyer.
No.
How are you going to pay it?
Well,
they know you can't
pay Chris has it. Chris has a thing with his, what do they call that? A special program that he could hire somebody with a lawyer and protect me that way. But he has to pay for it through his
Yeah, but how are you going to get a lawyer to protect you when you wouldn't have the means to stay out of the nursing home. You gotta have evidence. You can't go into court and say, she doesn't like nursing homes. The judge is gonna want to see, well, how is this person gonna get this? How are they gonna get that? How are they gonna be? You know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean. But here, you
how
are
you
gonna
prove that?
You'd have to have concrete things that you're gonna do to stay out of the nursing home.
You have to have the money to do it.
Right. Yeah, you do.
Then you got more of a chance.
That's right.
And people who are in this predicament do not have the money. The damn money goes to the agencies. It doesn't go to help us.
That's right. You wonder why it goes to the agencies and not us. That's my major question.
Well, I know the answer to that. And that's tomorrow night's show.
That's right.
The agencies and the government are like dictators without weapons.
Yes, they are.
They're dictators.
That's true.
That's what they are.
Yeah.
Look at how they're tossing you around. Now they're tossing you around to another agency?
No, it's the same name of what they're doing, but it's two separate programs that are named the same thing. I caught them in it.
Yeah, but look at all the money that's being wasted.
Things.
Look at all the money that's being wasted.
Oh, yeah. But they said to me, oh, yeah, one is, oh, look at this. They're both, they know it was the same name, and they were cutting back on stuff. They couldn't fool me. They said to me, oh, look at this. We have a program, the same name. Oh, wow. I said, uh-huh. I'm sitting there going, uh-huh. So what are you going to do? You're going to give me the one that's the cheaper program or the other one? I prefer the other one. Thank you.
The money
is
being wasted.
It is.
It's being put in the wrong place.
But the other program fit my disability better and was going to help me better, stay out of a nursing home, be healthier, all of that. And they weren't going to put me in that. And I was like, what are you guys, crazy? That's the program that I applied for. And she said, oh, that's why the other one didn't go through fully. I said, yes, now you got it.
I don't know what's the details, see? What's the details of these?
It's called the traumatic brain injury program, and then the other one was just home first. It was like a smaller view of the actual program, and it's supposed to give you little programs inside the big programs to help you out. And it was a lot more programs in that one.
Yeah, but there's,
the
certain criteria.
Oh yeah.
That if you don't meet it, they can put you in a nursing home.
Yes, that's true.
Okay. That's the thing. That's the killer. That's
but
what
you know
people
what?
Don't have with this system.
Right.
And that's what should be there. In other words, a guarantee.
Right.
That if you go on this program, you're never going to go into a nursing home.
That's correct. It should be there.
And there is none.
There's nothing, no.
There is none.
That's what
and that's
aim
the bottom
for
line.
Get it. We have to aim for that. We have to correct that actual inequality.
Well, that's why we got to turn to the date for a demonstration.
Yep. Wait till they see it. Yep. Oh, boy.
How do you keep people out of nursing
like
homes? Get rid of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Who needs them?
Yep. My aunt said,
we the disabled certainly
them
don't
like
need
that.
Them.
Yeah, no, they don't. I was speaking to my aunt the other day, and she goes, I'm so happy that you actually prevented me from being taken into a nursing home. I never got to really thank you for that. And she did thank me before, but she forgot a little. But it was okay. It made her feel happy. So I was really happy talking to her. I said, oh, yeah, Manfred, I thank, you know, we did it together. She said, oh, you did? Thank you. And I was like, yeah, we did it together. I didn't want her to feel left out, you know. We did that together, I said. So
yeah, well, there are people who are doing that all over this country.
Yeah,
remember we
and
said
there was
that
one
the government
person.
Should take a survey on that and start putting
no,
some of that money
yeah.
toward those people and help them.
You know, when I saw it jumped in from 2019, okay, to 2020. It jumped significantly, $20 billion. What the hell are they doing to add all that damn money and not even...
Sure, because they're keeping
so
people in the damn devil places.
Yeah, they want to make more money on us. That's all. That's what I feel.
And how much of that money comes from people's pension and disability checks?
Yep, thank you.
They don't tell you that, do they?
No, they don't. They don't tell you a damn thing. But
I'd like to know the figure on that.
Probably all of it.
The pensions and the disability money.
Yeah, Social Security disability. Now, I was looking at my, and I was saying to myself, look at this. After I pay back my the debt that I owe to society, you know what I'm talking about. It's my
You shouldn't have to pay back nothing.
We shouldn't have to.
Give them $1 a month.
They won't take
That's
that.
All I would
they
do.
Were ready to take me into garnishment when I said that. They wouldn't take it. They
Let
were.
Em.
Let them.
Let them.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see how far they get when we put it in the newspapers.
It's going to be fun.
Especially these days.
That.
What's going on now?
Yeah.
Get it, man.
I'll have Steve do it. You know, Frank? I'll ask
Inner
Steve
Sight
to do it.
Brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. Adopting Akita, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, on Nursing Home Show tonight. And all the beautiful children of the world.
Oh, with my glasses.
Corey Foster's anniversary coming up next month.
Yeah.
That horror.
That was
people
a horror.
People who got away with murder.
They did.
Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, little baby royalty, little Tommy. Ollie Campbell, some of the children who have passed away. We memorialize them every night and remember them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And, you know, if you need dog food, cat food, we got a good number for you. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. My buddy Gary can help people out like that. And when he's able to do it, veterinarian services.
Oh yeah, he's very good that way. Very generous.
631-484-3085. He doesn't get paid for it. He's a volunteer.
Yes, he is.
And he runs his organization on donations.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Kennedy Realty, my buddy in Islip, New York. Buy
He's
a house,
so
sell a house, get some good information. Anthony Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. We thank him for his help with Inner Sight. Suffolk Bus Corp. Helping us. We appreciate that. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, helping Inner Sight. And you need information on the disabled legislation or ruling or whatever new stuff there is, advocacy, 631-880-7929. That's the number, 880-7929. Suffolk Independent Living Organization.
That's
all right, we thank all our friends and all who believe in Inner Sight, all who help us. So tonight is our nursing home program. Every Wednesday night, dedicated.
Yep.
And we our hearts go out to all those who have people in the nursing home, who've had to put people in the nursing home because the system won't help them.
Right.
to those of us who, to those who are residents of the nursing home,
yeah,
and don't want to be there, want to be with their
mm-hmm.
loved ones. And how about all those who have been put in nursing homes, who have been helping disabled people
mm-hmm.
with some of their funds, and now those funds have been taken from them,
right,
by the nursing home? How about that?
Yeah.
I wonder how
yeah.
many people there are like that. There's so many statistics
that we don't have,
that
yeah.
you don't have, that you don't know about.
That's
I guarantee
right.
you there's thousands of people under the category I just mentioned that were
a
living
lot.
At home.
Nice.
You know, and the state forced them into a nursing institution. And how many of those people were helping their loved ones who are
yeah.
disabled? And
yeah.
now who knows the fate of that person because the helper was driven into a nursing home.
Right.
See, all these things that people have never discussed before. This is what happens when you have a system based on evil.
Yeah.
It's horrible to take somebody, put them in a strange, horrible place where they're going to be neglected, take away their money, their pension, their home, and their rights.
That's right.
You don't find a lawyer going around in a nursing home trying to talk to residents or their relatives saying, we'd like to petition the court to get you out of here. There's no such
no.
thing like that. Where the hell is that?
No, it's not there. And neither will you find it
there.
There.
Yep. Of course it's not
there. You won't
there.
Find it there.
When my dear friend Rosie was in that place, or before she went into the place, we had a lawyer on the line, a good person,
right.
a lawyer who
yeah.
saved me from eviction, a good
yeah.
lawyer. And I know
yes,
that she would have done something if she could. I know it.
Yes, yeah, she would have.
She
I
had
know.
No legal leverage on
no,
the situation.
She even had an elder who... There's like these people, geriatric people who know the law. She had this person who knew that law and was trying to, she spoke with my mom before too, she knew her, and they were trying to figure out what could
yeah.
be done, and they could
but
not
she
find
had no
anything.
Legal hold on the situation to go into court.
Right.
You know why? I'll
yeah.
tell you why. Because there were no damn resources to keep that person in their own home. That's
right.
the key.
Yeah.
You know, we've said it many, many times. Every agency should be mm-hmm. donating every month to people to keep them out of nursing homes. A fund should be established to keep them out of
I
the damn nursing home.
I think
and also to get rid of the
a
nursing
fund,
home.
Right? Not only a
what?
Fund. The best thing should be is to take the nursing homes and redesign the architecture and make them housing, because there's really barely any regular
oh, yeah.
housing for the disabled.
Of course.
You know.
Of course.
So that's really
And then put the money in place where people can get help.
Yeah.
You know, let all these agencies fundraise. And let
right.
them make money on that kind of a situation. I wouldn't give
yeah.
a damn if they made money on helping people to stay out of the nursing home. But the way
yeah.
they are now, forget it, man. I resent them.
Yeah, I know.
I think a lot of these
when
people
we were
are
thinking
haters.
This up, I remember when we were thinking this up, and I said, well, why don't they just make it where they help, you know, create accessible housing. We both agreed
sure.
that would be a really good thing. And
make
then
all
I
the
was
damn
just
money
like,
you want on us, but
yeah,
keep us out of
exactly.
these places where we don't want to be.
That's right.
You know, create a telethon.
Yeah.
We can do
people
it.
People need this more than ever. What changed my mind mostly is when I was seeing how many people were in the homeless shelters that were not going into the nursing homes just because they didn't want to die there. That's what changed
oh, hell
my
yeah.
mind. you know. Yep. And that, and I was like, holy cow, all these people are in the homeless shelter because they don't want to die in a nursing home. That opened the doors for me to just say, okay, we're going to take care of this. We're going to make this happen no matter what. And that's what made me more mobile in that.
There's only two ways you can make it happen. One way is to get the support of the disabled community with one voice, one message.
Yeah.
And the other way is to get the money necessary to make this a real issue, to blast it so damn hard that the politicians will have to do something about it.
Yes.
Yes. That's the two ways that I know that this situation is going to change. I may never
issue.
See it in my lifetime.
But here's the issue.
But
they,
you know, that's all right.
They believe, okay, that it's never going to happen to them. That's the problem. But I'm going to change that thought. It will. We have one person who had money, had a good amount of money. You know who I'm talking about, Marlene. And yet somebody put her in a nursing home. It was her brother who was her I think he was her health proxy. And she was supposed to just have him when she was not, you know, well, meaning that if she was unconscious or something and she was going in for surgery or whatever.
Well, the answer
to
that is simple. She wouldn't be in a nursing home if they weren't there. She'd have to be in her own home, wouldn't she?
That's right. That's right. You know?
And then the
that
judge would
the
have
answer.
Had to
That's
have a different point of view.
That's right.
On the case, see?
Yes, he would have.
But
he
as it was, with that situation, the judge only had one option.
That's right.
Because they took all her money and put it in trust to this guy, and therefore, what was she going to do?
She
couldn't
do
stay at home because she had no money to, you know, to take care.
Yeah, no. Well,
that's
I never forget what she was telling me about. That really hurt because I would have never, ever.
Oh, that happens to thousands of people every day.
Oh, I know. It hurt for
family.
Me to hear that. Yeah.
Family sees the money and they were able to manipulate and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, we have any callers on the line?
Yeah.
Better check the line. Inner Sight. Uh, 832 New York.
I didn't hear you, Frank. Something happened to the line. I think it shifted over to another.
Do we have any callers
thing.
On the line?
Yes, we do.
All right. So you want to take a phone call?
Yeah, I'd say Louis or Anthony.
Oh well, we'll hold Louis. Let Anthony.
Yeah. All right, here comes
Louis
Anthony.
On the wrong night, but it's all right.
Okay, here comes
him,
Anthony.
Let's have Anthony.
Okay, here he comes. Oops, wait.
Inner Sight Live.
Okay, there it comes.
Hi,
hello,
hi, Frank.
Anthony.
How are you?
How you doing?
How's it
good,
going?
How you doing?
Good, we're
I'm
doing
good.
Good,
I'm good. You know, I wouldn't worry too much about going in a nursing home if I were you, Suzanne. I mean, look how long you've been out. And, yeah, you went in before. But, you know, as long as you're going to have the home health aides and they're going to take care of you, you know, you have no fight. It's been determined that it's safe to take care of you, you know, in your home. So,
right.
You know, as long as it's safe and as long as it's possible, I don't really think you have anything to worry about. I mean, for those
Well, I have one
people,
issue right away. My lift is broken. My wheelchair lift.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And also my ramp on the side of the house. So I'm like, okay, now I got two out of two. That's not good. I better fix one of them at least.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know what to say about that, but at least, you know, with the going into the nursing home, you know, they can avoid that for you. I mean, your insurance could fix the lift, and your husband, you know, could maybe buy some cement to fix the ramp. I thought that the ramp was in the front of your house, but regardless, you know.
And that's what we were replacing it, too. They have a certain I don't know, pitch that you have to do for the ramp. So we're going to take it easy and see what we need to do to make it that pitch and put rails on it. So basically that's our job for a little while.
If you have a ramp, it's always usually in the front of the house, you know, with, you know, the metal already on it. I mean, you know, I don't know about a pitch, and I don't know why you'd put it on the side, because, you know, when it's constructed, it originally goes in the front to begin with.
Oh, this was supposed to be a backup thing. We had the porch lift, but this one was supposed to be a backup. Yeah.
Well, I'm losing track of you. You're saying about the porch lift and all that now. But okay.
You know, it's a porch lift. You know. I have a porch lift that died, so I need the town. I have to fill out all this stuff visually impaired. I love when they
let me just interject something here. Let me interject something here. There should be agencies or, you know, an agency that you can call under the circumstance, and they come out, take a look, and they give you what the hell you need. That's how the problem should be solved.
Well,
end of business.
There are agencies that do that for people who are lucky, who were in certain situations, like, you know, veterans organizations, but that's only if you're lucky.
Should
otherwise,
be everybody who needs it.
Yeah, I
all
agree.
Lucky. We should all
but,
be lucky.
The whole damn system is half-assed.
But, you know, when you know, it's difficult circumstances when you're in a private house and you live with somebody and you're disabled and you're, you know, trying to afford
it. Doesn't matter.
Like
the person
know,
still needs to be accessible and safe. Doesn't matter.
No,
we're doing it. We're getting it. But the problem is you have to get...
They did it half-assed with the ADA.
Yeah,
they didn't protect
you
in there with the ADA.
You have to get a certificate of occupancy. You got to do all that BS, Frank. And it really, in truth, it's BS. You know?
Right, yeah. It's a pain in the neck process that you have to go through, but once it's done, and it's worth it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the ramp will last for years. I mean, my friend had one, and he was fine, you know, and, I mean, thankfully, his never broke, and he was always able to use it, and his father built it for him, and he was able to live in that house for years in a nice neighborhood, and he never had any problems, you know, but, you know, if these things happen sometimes to people, then it's, you know, unfortunate circumstances, you know, but, you know, I'm sure that, you know, in time it'll get done, you know, you just have to work on it and you know, be patient and it'll happen, you know.
No, patience, huh?
Yeah,
I don't got patience.
We all have to be patient, and we can't let things give us a stroke, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a stroke or heart failure.
Yeah.
No, we can
yeah.
be patient, but we got to be liberated, too.
I mean,
that's
you're in your house now. Yeah, I know. You know, and I think it would be nice for the nursing homes to make their places accessible, you know.
They are, you know why?
But,
No, they are. You know why? They need to have all those people that are in there enjoy their accessibility. They want them to really feel comfortable, and I'm saying comfortable in a very free and loose way, more like a mockery than anything else. They made the nursing homes comfortable for, you know, the people who are, quote, living there and residents of these places, but not, why can't you then just turn around and make their homes accessible, make the whole place there accessible for a person and make it an apartment complex out of that instead of just, you know.
Well, they're accessible because they're protected by the law, but the residents
I really don't think that nursing homes are, you know, quote unquote, comfortable for anybody. You know.
They can make it a housing complex. Why can't they? It's not that hard.
You know, but then there's a problem for people who live in private dwellings that landlords don't want to make, you know, places accessible because they don't want to be bothered with all the construction. They've always got excuses. And, you know, like we've always said, if you, you know, push them to make it accessible, then they just won't rent it to you, or they won't rent it, you know, at all, and they'll say, this is my private house, and then there'll be less housing for people that need it, you know what I mean?
Well, here's the situation with that.
The private house, but everybody should be able to get in.
That's right.
I agree, but
they could get,
you know,
money from the government to do that. That's no excuse either. I know
that
when I was, it should be a law. Yes, they should get the money from the government and or agencies, you know, to give person a wheelchair lift, to give the person.
Yeah, but there is no grants or anything like that. To make your private home.
You wouldn't need a grant if these damn agencies were mandated to raise the money and the government put up half.
I know.
You wouldn't need a grant for that.
As it is right now, only 501c3s are allowed to raise money. So that's the thing, you know what I mean? And the other agencies don't really give money and they don't have, you know, they're not,
they don't have
petty cash to give. They're not allowed to give petty cash, and that's that, you know.
No, the government could mandate all the agencies. He just signed another executive order today to investigate digital money. You know, why don't he sign one for us and get us out of this damn ass mess that we're in?
Well, he's in such a mess himself as president, and he's not doing well, and his popularity is down the drain. That, you know,
he listened to us, he could do better.
Problems, and
he would be better.
I agree with you that he could do better, and I would love to see the places be accessible, but I don't know. You know,
I think he will. He just has to get off the hump that he's on and climb over and do his job that way. I think he just has a little, needs a little bit more. I don't know exactly what, but just needs a push, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I wonder if he has the, you know, the umph to carry on, the strength, the, you know, oh, I don't know the word I'm looking for, you know what I mean? If he just has
fortitude. He's, to me, and I know what the beginning stages of dementia looks like. He seems like that's what he has. But then again, I don't know for sure. I'm not sitting there all the time. You know, is he forgetful? I don't know. That's another,
and
you know,
if he is forgetful, how you know, able is he to carry on as president? How much will he remember, you know, if people have to constantly tell him things? It's like somebody has to sit with him all the time and say, you know, try to, you know, speak clearly and make it so that,
well, that
people are able to understand you.
Excuse me.
That you're talking about.
We're expecting a guest to call in. Check the phones, please.
Yeah, hold on.
We may have a guest calling in.
Not yet, Frank.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, but he allocated, I heard on the news, he's trying to allocate $14 billion for Ukraine.
Wow.
Okay, fine. Great. I agree with it. But why not take that damn money out of the $192 billion that's being wasted on the nursing homes, and then you'd have an excuse to get rid of these places and put people in their own home. There's a maneuver I'd like to see the President of
the
United States do.
The problem is that they don't think that the money is being wasted. They think that it's going to the right cause.
Of course they don't.
But
they're making money on it.
You have to convince
them.
That's
right.
Yeah. I agree. But, you know, I mean, you know, everybody's making money off of somebody, Frank, regardless if it's right
or
wrong.
Damn right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Right.
Whether it's for a corrupt cause or a good cause or, you know, whether it's taking advantage of people, you know, emotionally manipulating them, you know, for money.
But that money's supposed to be there to help us, not make us worse. And that's what it's doing.
But it's convincing the government. You know what I mean? That's the problem. You know what I mean?
Well, there's only two ways we can do it. Either we get the support of the disabled community or InnerSight comes into the money to do it. That's the only two ways I see it's going to happen.
Well, I think a lot of people support the idea of keeping their relatives out of a nursing home. You know, nobody really wants to see it. You know what I mean?
No.
But again, when you can't get enough home care hours, you know, people are felt.
Well, they're
going
to have to change that.
Really.
They're going to have to change
to
make it. Yeah, they're going to have to change the whole system. It's not going to come easy. It's going to be a nice fight on that one.
Yeah, a big fight, especially since they got that Medicaid redesign to start with these, you know, these Medicaid-managed plans that made life even more difficult because we were, you know, better off on straight Medicaid. And then when that went down the drain, you know,
more money
went down the drain. And, you know, everyone there is.
All right, inside, excuse me, Anthony, we still have Louie on the line?
Yeah, I think so. Hold on, let me check.
Yeah, listen, we got to get Louie in here for a few minutes, Anthony, and then we'll.
Okay.
Got to go on with the rest of the show.
No problem. Take care.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Thank you for calling in, though.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Always good to hear from you.
Yeah, it is.
All right. In a site, 213-816-1650. Allie, if you're listening, you know, if you have a few minutes. Give us a call. Louie the Lip is on the line. Louie normally calls in on Tuesday night, but we didn't have the phone.
Yeah, but this time he's got his hand raised. He has something to say. Let's bring him in or wait.
All right. Well, we have another caller?
Not yet.
No, all right. Yeah, let's get Louie in for a few minutes.
Okay.
Inner Sight Live with Louie the Lip.
We got him.
Frank Perino?
Hey.
How are you?
Good, good. How are you
doing? Suzanne, she's on the phone. She wants to talk to you.
Who's that?
Suzanne.
Oh, hi, Suzanne. I thought it was another lady.
Oh, really? Oh, that's not nice.
Hello. Hi, Suzanne.
How you doing?
Okay. Doing good. I just listened to Frank Perino's open mic yesterday.
Yeah, and Suzanne's been on some hefty medicine that she's got to stop.
Yeah, I know. And Frank,
hey, Louie.
Perino.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. I got a question for you.
Okay,
Friday night.
What? Yeah.
Friday night, 8 o'clock, between 8 and 9, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Got any idea?
What? Yeah. Last Friday, you called late after 8:30.
Yeah. Well, this Friday we're gonna hopefully be on time.
Yeah, we are.
And we're gonna have Jimmy Dinikin bringing the water balloons to school. Will you cut that out?
Yeah.
Save it for Friday.
Yeah.
He brought water balloons to school. You believe it?
Oh, my God. That must have been fun.
In a big plastic bag, and he came in.
Oh, my.
Hey,
and
Frank?
We'll tell you about it Friday night. It was a regular riot.
Yeah.
And we're going to have Connie and Chrissy on the show.
Uh-oh.
With Louis Rivera.
There you go. Louis, so what are you going to do with Connie and Chrissy?
I watch it on a Friday night somehow, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to have a lot of fun with those pretty ladies. Those two, Connie and Chrissy, pretty ladies.
Okay.
We're going to try to get the one of the roasts up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if I can get it. I'll get it and put it up.
We'll have that.
I should be able
and
to.
And we're going to have Louie.
Yeah.
On Inner Sight. All right, so,
there's a few different roasts off the air. Tell me which one you want. The same one that we've been trying to get? Benny Hill?
I don't know which one you're referring to.
The one that was,
Friday night.
Benny.
Friday night. The Jack Benny, you played a little bit of that. That wasn't really a roast.
Yeah.
It was
more
like a dialogue.
Yeah, I got to find the
roast. If you can find the Jack Benny roast, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that I'm going to try.
All right, we'll try for that Friday. And in the meantime, Louie will be here. And Louie, good. Tell him about Friday.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Louis Rivera. Hello, Able News. Make sure you're tuning in on a Friday from 8 to 9 on a Friday night on InterSight on Blog Talk Radio. We got a lot of fun with Connie and Chrissy. And then I'm Angel Jerry Lewis, right? And switch over to Rosanna Dinah. Yep.
Friday night.
Yeah.
On InterSight.
And past Saturday night, I went to see the Playium 3 guys, Tito Puente Jr., Tito Rodriguez Jr., and Machito Jr. last Saturday at the Lehman Center in the Bronx. Had a blast.
Oh.
Had a good time. With Latin music.
My
sister and his friend and my father
cool.
I went. Had a blast. Had a good time.
Nice.
Playing the mambo music.
Were you dancing?
No, I watched the show. I was clapping my hands to this rhythm.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's nice, man.
Yeah.
Puente,
they played
the
classic
kid, huh?
Puente, Machito, and the Palladium Ballroom. I seen from the Palladium from way back.
Yeah.
And that's all. Tito Rodriguez at
the
Palladium.
The father passed away, right?
Well, Tito Rodriguez?
Yeah.
1973. Machito passed away in 1984. And Tito Puente Sr., 2000.
Oh, sorry.
How old is the son?
In his age 50s.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
He's young.
He's got
young
his family, Maggi Puente, his brother Ronnie, and Audrey Puente.
Wow. So is he as good as his dad or what?
Yeah,
he should be.
Puente Jr. knows the... No, the Tim Ballas arrangement and his father. Yeah.
Yeah, he probably taught him.
He made about 105 albums. You remember RCA Records? He used to play, and
yeah.
He used to be with Tico and other different labels from way back. Conco Jazz recordings,
yeah.
Dance Mania albums. I remember that.
Yeah, great Latin.
He played, yo no quiero más complicación la vida, lo traicionó. No le quería, ella me quiere a mí, yo lo quería, él a la ciela a mi papara, y solo momento oportuno, él hace más yo, el momento oportuno, él hace la yo, para la la la. Yep.
That's cool.
Hey, you sound just like him, man.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, one of the Puente recordings, yeah, that was fun. Yeah, I had a good time. And I got home after midnight.
Good. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We didn't take the train. We took the car.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, that's
at least you got home nice.
Yeah.
Who drove?
My sister.
Oh, that was good.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. All I had a good time. I just had cold.
Older or younger than
I had cold. Oh, excuse me. I had cold Poland Spring water.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
I was dancing a little bit, you know. Looking at the Puerto Rican girls, you know.
Friday night, we're going to have some fun over here. You know, all the wacky stuff will come out. And so be with us Friday night, 8 to 9 on the InterSight Frolic. What?
He said, Gucci. I don't know about you, Lou.
Yeah, Friday
tickle,
night.
Tickle.
To who?
All right.
Ladies, get
Louis
Gucci.
Friday night, starring Louis the Lip in the bathroom.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah, bathroom. Yes, thanks for saying that. I'm going to roll that down when we're talking the bathroom.
Louis
with bathroom.
Hey, that's a good title for Louis's intro. Here he is,
yes.
Louis's bathroom.
I got to find maybe a toilet flush thing. I got to look for that.
Yeah. All right, in a second.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Lou.
Thank you,
Lou.
Yeah, call you Friday.
Yep.
I'll be ready for your ringy-ringy.
Yeah, don't forget, Friday
all
night.
All right, don't forget, Friday. All
right. I love you,
Suzanne. All right, take care.
All right.
I love you.
Love you, too.
8:55, New York, our nursing home show, and, yeah. September 17th, our tentative demonstration date, September 17th.
That's
location
right.
to be announced from 11 to 2, and I believe it's on a Saturday. So we are going to be reaching out to these groups, you know, the various advocate groups, to see what kind of support we get.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we can all come together with one voice.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And try to crack this nut.
Mm.
You know, and make these nursing homes into something better. You know, the more I think about it, the more I believe that's the key.
Yeah.
You take something that people don't want, that people don't need,
right.
and you make it into something
better. A better situation.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does.
You know, the hardest part is to get people to support it.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get it. We'll get it. We just have to, you know, think positively and get the job done. Many people, you know, are not thinking in that manner, and they just don't get it done. You just have to really think positively, accept other people's thoughts, too, and you'll get it done. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of changes going on in this world, so why not some good changes for people who are disabled and elderly?
Yeah,
you know, we have earned it.
Yes,
we have
earned
these changes. We deserve it.
Yes, we have. Yeah.
You know, it's not too much to ask to be able to remain in your own home.
No, it isn't.
And to have these agencies make it and help it to happen.
Yeah.
They use us every day of our lives to take in money.
Yeah, they do. Unfortunately.
Well, let's see if we're going to get the support of the disabled community. And I'm going to let you take over because I'm going to get out of here. And oh, by the way, tomorrow night show title is How the Agencies and the Government Are Dictators Without Weapons.
Right.
We'll talk
That's
about
true.
That tomorrow night.
Yes.
We have four significant points that we can prove that.
That's
with.
Right. We're going to emphasize on. Yep.
And we've been to the politicians on them, too.
Already, yeah.
So that's tomorrow night. All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Inner Sight.
Yeah,
I'm going to say, I'm going to let you do it. Goodbye, world. Okay. Inner Sight.
Yep. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. And we appreciate it. And don't forget, 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight number. And also, you have talk to us and everything will be all right. You could give us a call at that number. And once again, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And goodbye, world. Inner Sight, thank you for listening in. Take care. Bye-bye.